Hello again, and welcome back to Two Guys in the Neighborhood. I'm Bruce Carlisle. With me is the league championship winning coach, Mr. Mark Popovich.
Thank you so much, Bruce. My voice sounds a little off tonight. It's because of all the events from last night.
Lots of coaching, lots of celebrating.
Yes.
All at the same time, all at high volumes.
All at high volume. It was very good. It was a really wonderful night. I was glad I was able to share it with a bunch of good people. And I'm glad we were finally able to get off the schneid.
So. That is good. You know what? To celebrate such an event, we have to bring back in Heather Sintas.
Hello.
Into the show. Hello, welcome back.
I'm so excited to be back. It's been a while.
It is great to have you back in the studio, Heather. It's good to have you home. We got a lot to talk about today here. A lot on the agenda here for us. First of all, we got to get caught up on where we are with our predictions from our fall TV preview.
Yes, we do.
Most of us are still on the running with a couple things. Some of us look awfully dumb, myself more than anybody. But we'll get back to my love of goon later. We'll start with Heather. Your picks is hits the Mindy Project, which is still going strong. Do you watch the Mindy Project?
I do. I do. You guys.
My wife watches it.
Exactly.
I have it on my DVR, but eventually I end up deleting it because my wife never gets around to watching it.
Really?
It's slow. Like, I can't. Because on after New Girl.
Yeah.
And by the way, the last couple episodes of New Girl have been fabulous.
Awesome.
And so it bleeds into the first like 5 minutes as I'm kind of winding down from my New Girl high. And by the way, that is the best antidepressant or the depressant to bring me down off that high is 5 minutes of the Mindy Project.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It's pretty good.
All right. Well, so you're watching that. By the way, Schmidt last week when he's at the Indian thing, when he shows up in that whole outfit, oh, that killed me.
I think you could make a pretty solid correlation between, I guess, that either you're writing for a different audience. But The New Girl seems like a show that might have been catered towards girls more at first.
At first.
It's definitely broad.
But I feel like they do such a better job of writing the male characters on New Girl than all the male characters on
Mindy
are as fleshed out as these pieces of paper I'm holding in my hand.
I think it's like she wants a romantic comedy, and there's a lot of those same conventions, and it very much targets that rom-com audience.
And I'm not a man who doesn't enjoy a good romantic comedy. God knows I've seen plenty of them now that I've been married. But I think the strength of any good romantic comedy is the depth of their characters. You want to be able to believe.
Oh, okay.
You want to believe.
Bruce does not believe.
I don't believe you. I'm sorry. I just
didn't
not
know
believe.
You went to rom-coms for their depth of character.
The good ones. The good ones have a depth of character.
What's a good one?
That's a
Silver
very
Linings
good question.
Playbook.
Silver Linings Playbook was
fantastic.
Excellent.
I was trying to think of another one. You know, like, even ones that I liked that...
Don't say Sweet Home Alabama.
No, even though Sweet Home Alabama was... That's still an okay romantic...
That was horrible.
I mean, how about this?
Oh, my God. That was
horrible. That would be... If that was...
What were you going to say next? You, me, and Dupree?
No. What was the one with Drew Barrymore and Hugh Grant where he was like an ex-pop singer? That was surprisingly watchable.
Oh.
But the song was like, Pop Goes My Heart.
No.
Yes, I don't remember what it was called.
But yes, that was. I thought that was a great. That was a like it was an entertaining one.
That sounds horrible.
All
right, back
on
to Heather's hits. You had The New Normal, which is still going strong.
I gave up on it.
Okay, but
I watched it for a long time.
A long time. It's been on 3 months.
I watched it for 2.5 months, probably.
I'm surprised that show is still on the air, even though I realize now it has the guy who was the original lead in the Book of Mormon.
Oh yes,
I was excited for that. Yeah. Still not enough to make me watch.
No.
But.
And then Emily Owens, MD, is still going strong, apparently.
I hear it is. My DVR is too full at that time to record it, but I support her thoroughly.
You support her?
As the official spokesperson for the CW on this podcast.
That is me.
All right, so the ones we canceled as partners, which I don't even remember what that was.
I don't either, so I think I succeeded.
So that's canceled. You picked Vegas, which was, we warned you that was going to be a big hit.
I'm still not watching it, so.
Michael Chiklis and Dennis Quaid?
Just because you're not watching it doesn't mean it's not a hit.
They're pretty sure I'm on the polls.
Well, it's the problem.
The
our
problem
country's
is,
getting older, and.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's on CBS. It seems like it was really funny for the Super Bowl. My parents were over at our house for the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl was on CBS, and there's all these ads for all the CBS shows. My parents are like, do you watch that? We're all like, no.
Do you watch Vegas? Do you watch Elementary?
Do you watch Elementary? No. Like,
but it's super
do you watch
popular.
Blue Bloods? no, like, but my parents watch all those CBS procedural things. And, like, that's who that's meant for.
All right, they're on the pulse.
And they watch, and not only do they watch the shows, but they watch them in real time.
Wow.
Those people don't have DVRs, all right, that watch Vegas.
Advertisers love that.
Advertisers love CBS. That's why it is the Tiffany Network still. And then your last canceled show was Ben and Kate, which actually just got canceled.
Yay.
Is this one feeling better? Unlike the death pool that we run, the like losing a show and Ben and Kate's more like, okay, that happened.
That's okay.
Do you ever watch any of those episodes?
I watched Ben and Kate for a couple episodes,
and it was.
It was okay. It was okay. It had some potential, but honestly, the thing I liked everything but the main guy in the show. I found him really annoying. That Nat Faxon or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I don't know, but he's
got
the
crooked
bug.
Teeth and like he makes the weird faces. Not a huge fan of him.
Yeah,
Ben was the least likable show part of the show. Kate was much better.
I liked Kate's friend with the accent.
Yeah, she
British
was fun, too.
Was
yeah,
fun.
She was cool.
Okay.
All right, Brucey, on to you.
All right.
Your hits were Nashville.
Still, there. It's going strong, even though it's declining a little bit of late.
But it's still there.
I'm glad.
And then
do you still watch Nashville?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, so you're a fan.
Yeah.
Raina James?
She's great. I love me some Connie Britton. I'll support her till the death. Connie Britton.
Most girls will support Connie Britton.
If you would watch Friday Night Lights.
I at least watched 30% of the episodes and got 5% of the enjoyment that you guys did.
Time right now. Mrs. Coach, you will defend Mrs. Coach.
What about Hayden Panettiere? Is anyone defending her?
No.
No one. But her character makes it easy. So, but the songs are actually pretty good. I'm happy with how they've kept the music going. That's all.
I feel like that's a good that's genre it. To be able to have.
Yeah.
Okay, your next hit was Elementary, which is still a hit.
It's still a hit. Lucy Liu is still bringing people in, that random British guy.
Yeah. That's all you need is Lucy Liu and a random British guy.
And it's got the Stephen Sherry seal of approval,
absolutely.
As we just mentioned.
It's a really good show for them. Okay, and then Arrow, which I don't know what Arrow is.
Arrow's on the CW. Having, you know, my wife gets Us Weekly. Flipping through that, there's always some article about the hunky Arrow guy.
There's hunky guys.
There is definitely hunky guys.
Okay.
Arrow is about one of those superheroes. I wish I would have remembered. The Green Arrow. Is that a guy? I should
know
this. No, it's not the Green Hornet. Nobody cares about the
Green Lantern.
Seth Rogen killed the Green Hornet last summer, remember?
All right, that's true.
So it's still pretty good. He's got a bow and arrow. He looks.
Yeah. I would hope so. It's called Arrow.
Maybe it's this.
If he walked around with a gun, I'd say that was kind of bullcrap.
What if he was like
Arrow though?
Yeah, his name. Oh God!
With
somebody's gonna name their kid Arrow too.
I'm sure. Oh, come on! You don't think there could easily be a detective show called Arrow, like Nathan Arrow solves crimes?
There is a show called Castle.
Exactly.
By the way, Castle still watchable.
Castle's gonna be a great show to have in syndication sometime.
Well, hey, it's on TNT now. Like,
oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah, it's made the transition nicely. The only thing that upsets me is that now they've added Castle to the rotation. Now that means we only get Law & Order on Fridays.
Law & Order's phasing out. I'm sorry.
But local KDOC's picked it up.
Oh, great. So
don't worry. Law & Order's not going away, okay? It's still there. Law & Order's always there.
Is this the I Love Lucy of our generation?
It should be. Law & Order's a great show. It's unbelievably rewatchable.
Well, yeah, because there's no main thread.
Absolutely. You can pick it up at any point. They all run the same way. Dick Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My dad watches it a lot. That's all I know.
See, your dad,
I got through college watching that. It was always on in the afternoon when we come back.
You see, it was on A&E back in the day. Then TNT bought those syndication rights, and now they're selling out to local shops. So it's exciting. All right, Bruce, your canceled shows, Guys with Kids, which is still on.
I know, but it's can't make it.
Okay, I watched 4 minutes of it the other night.
Yes.
I didn't realize that Tempest Bledsoe plays Anthony Anderson's wife, Vanessa Huxtable.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize she was on that show.
Does that make you
kind of
excited? Is that a sell for you?
I was like, whoa, good for her. Like, I was happy she made it back. Because think about the rest of them. Lisa Bonet, she fell off the planet. All right.
I mean, Malcolm Jamal Warner had that ill-conceived show with Jason Alexander.
He did. That was the
Listen Up or whatever.
That was the PTI, like the fake PTI show.
Right.
That was his last show. You haven't heard anything from
Raven Simone?
Raven Simone?
Yeah, I thought Rudy Huxtable was just in something.
Oh. Keisha Knight Pulliam? What was she in?
I don't remember. She's in a movie or TV show or something.
All right, well, that's good. I like to see those Huxtables doing well, though, because I love the Cosby Show as a kid. Your next one was Made in Jersey, which I don't know what that
First
is.
First one canceled. It was about some girl who was from Jersey.
I would imagine
but
so.
Like, was in Manhattan and, like, fighting for her kids, but it was supposed to be a comedy, but, like, fish out of water. Like,
sounds
horrible. Seriously, it made it 2 episodes and got axed.
And then Malibu Country, which is
borderline right now. It's on the chopping block, hopefully. And if they can continue to provide the same quality of riding that I've come to expect, then we can be in great shape.
All right, for me, my hits were Goon, which is still a hit.
Hey, Goon's going to make it through.
Does anybody watch it?
No. No.
Okay.
Nobody watches Goon. But we're all happy that Matthew Perry's at least still on TV.
Very much.
Okay. Last Resort, which I was – I know you and I think this might have been our burrito bet. It was on Last Resort. I was convinced it was going to be a hit.
Because you loved Andre Brower from Men of a Certain Age.
And Homicide.
And he's a fabulous actor. But again, as I said, I didn't think Americans wanted to see themselves being the bad guy. And sadly, I was proven right.
You were proven right. And then 666 Park Ave didn't make it.
It wasn't even close.
Much
I'm sorry.
My wife's chagrin.
I know. It had Terry O'Quinn.
Yeah.
I want to see him in another vehicle. Who would have thought that Ben Linus is going to have the longest running career post Lost?
I would have bet my money if we were making that wager on Evangeline Lilly.
Really? I would not. I feel those ingenues are a dime a dozen in the sense that, you know,
I think she's really attractive.
Okay.
She did a good job on the show.
Yes.
And then the other guy who I thought would actually make a Sawyer too. I can't remember what was Sawyer's name.
I don't remember who Sawyer's name is, actually.
But Sawyer was the other guy I thought would make it out of Lost and really do something. He hasn't done anything since.
It's because they haven't come up with another Deadwood. He needs to be in some sort of Western.
He does.
I was
going
to say, he could be on Heart of Dixie, perhaps.
No. He could be in Heart of... I was going to ask you that when we were talking about our CW expert. Is that show still on the air? I thought it was going to get canceled.
Yes, it's my guilty pleasure.
I think that he would definitely do it.
He would fit in well.
But he has to fit in somewhere where a show takes place in the South.
Yeah, he does have to take place in the South.
And I don't know, he can be, I think he just has to play like the bad guy who's got like a little bit of redemption in him. I really feel that that's his niche. There's no other, like you're not going to see him as a tough-talking New York lawyer. Like,
no,
I
that's
think,
probably true.
Downton Abbey, perhaps?
Downton Abbey. All right, shows that I think that would be canceled, which Animal Practice was canceled.
Yes.
The Mob Doctor, canceled. And The Neighbors, still on the air for some reason.
You know, they were running, because I know you TiVo through The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But if you look at it started out, their commercials now are basically like, this is what they said when the show first came out. It was all negative reviews, basically stuff we said as well. Like, how does the show get made? And now, people have changed. It's now a show with a heart.
Really?
Yes.
That show has heart?
Apparently. It's got Jamie Goetz in there.
Jamie Gertz.
Gertz, sorry. Sorry. But she, you know, she can do, she was in Still Standing.
Yeah, she was in Still Standing. That was back when CBS was making shows about fat guys with hot wives. That was like their entire premise for like 5 years. Was like, that was all CBS made.
And, you know, it was a solid way to regenerate, like,
hey,
get themselves back
to watch. Like, hey, I could do this, right? I'm a fat guy. I could have a wife like Jamie Gertz.
Who are they? Oh, that was King of Queens. That
King
was also when
Queens
I was on there in that time.
Fat guy with a hot wife. You can even make the case that Raymond had that.
According to Jim.
According to Jim. That was ABC, Jim. Though. But yes, yeah. They stole their formula. You stole the formula, ABC.
So all these things. So right now, I'm doing the worst. It looks like you guys are tied.
Come on, Malibu
yes.
Country. Come on, Malibu Country.
Because all of your hits are still hits. Except your Vegas.
I know,
a
it's
going to
throw
cancellation.
Me.
That's
going to
really
me.
Throw you off because that's not getting canceled.
If it starts winning some Emmys, that should count
yeah,
against you.
That should.
No,
you should have to buy burritos if one of the shows you pick is canceled ends up winning an Emmy.
Okay.
That's good we picked this rule this year because I would have lost the year we picked Mike and Molly.
I know.
Oh, my
I would be having to buy burritos for everybody.
That's crazy. Mike and Molly won an Emmy. But anyway, so you guys are in the running, so congratulations. Things are looking up for you guys.
It's exciting.
Good to us.
All right, well, Heather wanted to say a quick fond farewell to 30 Rock.
I'm just sad. I'm just sad it's over. I feel like it was a home in a way. It was a place I could work and feel comfortable. I could sit on the couch with Liz Lemon. I could be on the treadmill with Liz Lemon eating ice cream. And now it's gone.
I think Liz Lemon is going to go down as one of the best female characters, iconic female characters in TV history.
I think so. I think she's like a Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah,
exactly. As I say, she's the Mary. She even had episode where they had the montage to the homage to Mary Tyler
and then
Moore.
And I'm not saying that she can't be Mary Tyler Moore, but are we skipping a Murphy Brown in there, guys?
Well, Murphy Brown. Actually, I was thinking about Murphy Brown the other day.
Of course you were.
I was.
I'm not calling
it
you
was
a liar.
CBS,
sorry.
Right?
That
it
wasn't
was on CBS.
That wasn't a like you're lying. It's more of a yeah, I can see that coming from you.
So I was thinking about Murphy Brown the other day. It was like that was a really good show that involved that was comedic. It had different types of characters, like the Jim Dial character. I don't know how much either of you ever watched Murphy Brown.
No, I watched a lot of
okay,
Murphy
but like
Brown. Sadly,
Jim Dial was a great character, like the stodgy, you know, master of journalism mm-hmm. that was out there, you know, fighting the good fight in that way. And you know, Murphy Brown was sort of the more muckraker and stuff like that. Like that was a show that really captured the zeitgeist there for a while.
Right.
And you know, with Dan Quayle calling her out and all that stuff for glorifying single motherhood. You know, that show was a big deal. Murphy Brown definitely deserves to be in that conversation.
Oh, I agree, but so Murphy Brown ends mid-90s.
Yeah.
So we don't have anything mid-90s to today?
Well, okay, you're not going to say any of the characters from Friends. I'm just thinking of strong females.
You don't think Whitney. Ross or Rachel?
Oh, God. 30 Rock came on in 06.
Yes.
So from 95, let's say that from 95 to 06, that's sort of the lost female TV generation in terms of comedies.
Was it because most of them got stuck on those CBS shows being the...
Being the hot wife to the fat guy.
Yeah. It was the rise of the reality show, too. So there
right.
was
that coming out. All those women from Temptation Island or what was the hotel show? Oh God. That's going to –
Paradise Hotel?
Paradise Hotel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Paradise Hotel was amazing.
So we agreed. So, but here's the other thing that I like about 30 Rock, and I feel that as we were kind of talking about the Mindy Project and versus the New Girl – is these shows that, or like you say, you're going to miss Liz Lemon, is they have done such a good job of building the entire world. We talked about that on our last podcast, yeah. that Parks and Rec has done such a great job of building Pawnee that you could
yes.
actually believe that it exists in its form that you see on TV.
And you want to go to there.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I want to go to there. And I feel like that's the difference. So Mindy, I don't know what city the Mindy Project, I think
New
it's
York.
New York.
New York.
But I mean, sometimes it seems like it's in Chicago.
It has no sense of place.
They did a
yes,
big thing about the Empire State Building last week. Just
okay. It was in the first 5 minutes. I.
It was the whole episode. It was all about Valentine's Day on the Empire State Building.
Oh God.
Sounds like it's right up your alley.
But
I agree.
Sounds like why. That sounds like more reasons why I'm not watching the Mindy Project.
Yeah, like I still can't figure out their doctor's office. And
yes.
Who actually works there and why? And,
it seems like a mismanaged, mangled of things. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not. It doesn't seem like a good place you'd want to work at. But yeah, so I don't know who's gonna pick up. By the way, you remember Up All Night, which today, Christina Applegate just announced she's leaving Up All Night.
I don't blame her. You might as well.
She's leaving Up All Night after they shut down and we're gonna retool and make it a live action show. She just left. She left today. So now Up All Night is pretty much nothing.
They're not bringing it back,
are
they?
They were trying to.
But not without her?
Without her. And then they also dumped the showrunner, Emily Spivey.
Right.
Because I think now we're down to like three female showrunners like on TV. So
that's
it?
That was
like a big thing.
Will Arnett. Just Will Arnett.
So it's Will Arnett, and it's a whole new show now.
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing.
Why not just run an entirely new show at this point?
Well, that's what they should do. They should just call it Smash.
Can't wait for Smash.
Well,
Smash is back and nobody cares.
It was actually pretty bad.
Smash.
Wait, it came back?
Yes, this has already been retooled.
My DVR does not.
You missed nothing.
You know what happened was, because this also happened to my wife, because she's the only other person that watches Smash besides you. The Bachelor was probably a higher priority on your DVR, and the Tuesday Night Bachelor kicked out
your Smash
premiere.
Tuesday Night Bachelor.
Tuesday Night Bachelor.
Oh, you can't get mad at Tuesday Night Bachelor, because I have heard someone proclaim her love of Tuesday Night Bachelor.
I do. I love the whole thing. But still, Smash, too bad.
The Office now, the final season of The Office. I did want to talk about this real quick. I jumped back in for the final season of The Office after I proclaimed my hatred of it last season.
Right, and I tried to say I was sticking with it, but it's okay. Welcome back.
Okay. I thought the first half of this season was actually kind of interesting. Andy leaving is the best thing that happened to that show.
Yes.
I agree.
And apparently he came back in last night's episode, which I hadn't watched because I was too busy out enjoying a league championship.
Right.
Which is okay. Which
the
I
first
okay five –
I only watched the first 5 minutes, so I'm only giving a small preview of it. He comes back. Erin wants to dump him because she likes the other guy, which is fine. But I'd be pissed if I was Ed Helms. Like, your character went from just like the dork, the jerk kind of douchey kind of guy to like the slap happy, like nice guy who gets Erin. Then he dumps Erin.
Yeah.
Then he gets back together with her. Then he becomes in charge of the office randomly. Then he becomes Michael Scott 2.0. Then he goes on a walkabout,
yeah,
which wasn't even as good as Jenna Maroney's sexual walkabout, which if he went on that, I would have been far more excited to watch. Then he leaves, and the show picks up tons of steam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, okay, now, the thing I want to talk about, though, was the previous two episodes to this with, I thought the most interesting development was the revealing of the camera crew guy.
Well, I didn't feel like that was all that exciting. I was expecting so much better. It's like, oh, hi, Brian.
Really? It's freaking me out.
Okay, it freaked me out. And then it pissed me off when, like, now he's, like, in love with Pam.
Yes.
And, like, I did not want, like, if you're going to go to, like, hey, the camera guy is now, like, a part of the show, I thought you could get some interesting stuff out of that potentially. But making him, like, making this stupid love triangle between Jim, Pam, and Brian just seems annoying to me. And it's not what I wanted to see Jim and Pam do. Because they said that this last season was supposed to be about seeing Jim and Pam through to the end. And kind of giving you a sense of where they're going. And I don't want to see them go through this.
It's not awful.
It is bad. Here's my one defense that I'll make of it.
Because you like Brian?
No, I do not care about
what
Brian.
What was that show? What about Brian?
Yeah.
But here's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to steal your line.
Okay.
That now Jim and Pam have the most realistic marriage on TV. Now
they do
not. Now the coach and Mrs. Coach is gone. They're arguing over he wants to follow his dream. She wants to stay in Scranton. I felt that the fact that she had positive news that she wanted to tell, but she didn't. You know, she was expecting this positive thing from her spouse,
right,
but he wanted to hear this, so he irrationally blows up because he's frustrated because he's trying to do something better. I felt that that was a genuine moment.
I will agree with that. I think that was a genuine
This is an argument that you and I could have had.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just one of those things.
Because we're a married couple. Yeah, because we're a married couple.
Not with your wives. Just.
How about this? I didn't mean it that way, but it could.
It could.
The only difference is we don't fight nearly that much.
That was the best. It is realistic.
I agree. That was a realistic moment for them. But I don't want to see this.
No, I don't want to see Brian thrown in either.
Exactly.
I feel I like them having fun.
Like mining this thing up with him in Philly and her in Scranton and some real actual problems there. That's actually worth looking into. I think you get some good material out of that. But throwing Brian into the mix just for the hell of it—that's stupid.
I agree.
A lot of it, and Jim as a slob really irked me for some reason. You know when they had that, they played up like they were the odd couple for the whole episode. I just thought it was not interesting or necessary. And it kind of ruined my perception of Jim.
It made him seem far
like
more,
it made him seem like
he's always
oafy
been like,
and
yeah, he's always been like immature in like a fun way.
Yeah,
this made him seem immature in like a
irresponsible.
Jerky way, irresponsible way.
Like,
yeah, I'm with you on that.
They're kind of, and the only start to the show is now Jim and Pam kissing. If you've noticed,
I have,
and that's it. And so,
well, go
is
ahead.
That why is that?
Well, I think because everybody said that after Michael Scott left, the documentary crew was hanging around to see Jim and Pam through.
Oh, okay.
And that's what we got this final season.
So they
like
cut
this.
Everything else.
So I think that's showing the focus of this year is supposed to be on Jim and Pam.
I was just going to take the fact that they finally had better material in which to write, so they've cut the intro. Kind of like in The Simpsons, if they have more stuff to write,
right,
they go straight to the pulling into the driveway.
Right, that's true.
As opposed to, you know, when you get a bad episode, when they start way back with the Homer at the power plant and stuff like that.
I kind of like when they throw me to the Homer at the power plant. It makes me feel nostalgic.
Yes, but you know that they're like, okay, there's 40 seconds of stuff that they couldn't fill, so they just stretched out the intro longer.
I had a great Simpsons reference today in class. We were talking about gun control, and when Homer goes to get a gun, and he goes, sir, it'll be a 5-day waiting period. He says, oh, but I'm mad now. all right, transitioning beautifully to my new favorite show. The Americans on FX.
Oh, you said we should. The one thing that made me sell on The Americans, and you're going to give, I'm sure, a more full-throated defense, or that why more people should watch it. I know it was the only show actually showrun or had a consultant who was actually a spy.
Yeah, that's really cool. And it gives it a twinge of reality to it. I think that Kerry Russell is surprisingly good, I would say. Like, not that I doubt her.
Surprisingly.
Surprisingly good at playing the role of a spy.
Okay.
Like, I would have, you think of her more as like the girl next door.
Right.
And she pulls off this sort of hardened spy who really believes that she's doing what's best for Mother Russia. Like, she is all in. And her husband, there's this comment with her husband. You get to see a little bit of their, you know, backstory, how they got together and stuff, which they were put together by the KGB to pose as a married couple and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, they're living in Washington, D.C. amongst us. They can't, you know, They're not allowed to speak in Russian. They're not allowed to tell anything about their backstories before they got together. And so it's a really cool idea for a show. And I really like it.
You excited to go back to the Reagan years?
I'm not excited to go back to the Reagan years. I'm excited to look at the horrible cars from the late 70s and early 80s. Like, they drive around in a 77 Crown Vic, I think.
Wow.
And, like, that thing is just a boat and a half. And so that's kind of fun. But, yeah, it's a cool show. I highly recommend it. And it's off to a rollicking start on FX Wednesday nights. So that's my pitch for the Americans. If you like spy stuff, and it's cool because, like, you know, when we see, like, spies now, like, it's all, you know, drones and all that stuff. This is actually like, oh, they have to leave a note at a park, and they have to, you know, decipher stuff from code and stuff like that. So it's kind of got, because it's a period piece, you get kind of that cool old 007 stuff back.
You miss the day when people didn't have cell phones, you could call the landline?
Yeah. I still have a landline. You still have
a landline. I still have a landline.
Do you have a landline, Heather?
No.
That's our generation gap.
Yeah.
I had one, but all I got was telemarketers and wrong numbers. So
well, there you go.
It takes a long time to get the wrong numbers through. Yeah. This time, the girl that the collection agency was hounding our number for the first couple years that we lived there was.
How's your cell phone reception out in these parts?
Where we are.
It's not bad.
Okay.
But
when you live in the shadow of Target Heights, you got to make sure that you get a working cell service.
Well, our friends out in Bartolega have
no reception out there. Yeah, that is bad out there.
So.
All right, now on to the main event. Whew. Two nights of The Bachelor this week. We got two rose ceremonies. We had two massive Tierra conflicts. And every day Tierra just gets better. She is a horrible person, I'm convinced.
Who was it that called her a terrorist?
That was my girl Leslie. That's the funniest nickname everybody's ever come up with. We'll go back just a little bit to the first night in Montana. They go to Montana. Lindsay had her one-on-one. Lindsay, our substitute teacher. And they do the picnic at Glacier National Park, which your wife must have been very excited
about. My wife was
very
excited. They didn't go into Glacier National Park. You can't film inside of Glacier National Park.
Okay.
Why? Because we'll get to that when they get across the river to Banff. They were in, not Waterton, they were in, I forget what other city that they were in, but one of Amanda's friends lives there. Their friend was in one of the shots in the background. She's very excited to see Montana.
Okay. Now, I think the most interesting thing we're learning about Lindsay is that she's an Army brat, and her dad is a 2-star general.
Yes, probably after a couple things. He might have got promoted.
I know. So, imagine you're a 2-star general, and that's your daughter, showing up drunk in a wedding dress to start off The Bachelor.
That was a rough intro for her.
Okay, and now she's sticking around and making out with The Bachelor constantly.
And he's loving
everyone.
And
you're a 2-star general sitting there, you know, you got guys in the brig, you know, making fun of your daughter.
Let's be honest, what army guy is sitting down going, hey, the general's daughter's on The Bachelor. Let's all go watch The Bachelor together.
I think I would.
I would.
I would. If you found out your boss's daughter was on The Bachelor, that would make you want to watch more.
Maybe, but then I'm also not like a hardcore army guy either.
Okay, but I think you're a hardcore human, and that's a human thing to want to see like your boss's kid on TV. I don't know. I just thought that was really interesting.
I just don't know how many of those people have a working knowledge of The Bachelor to know that this was happening.
Okay.
True.
All right, my other question, this is probably for you, on her date. They go to see Sarah Darling in concert. Who is Sarah Darling?
I don't know. I think I've heard the name before. Like, she's big in her circle. Yeah.
How many country,
big in her circle?
Countries?
There like, in her country circle.
Okay.
But so, I don't
by
know
By the way, she watches Nashville. She's not tuning into the CMAs.
Well,
there's
I don't
a difference.
Know.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet. So, I don't know, but I know she's in country, and people do like her.
Okay.
But
right.
I don't know if anyone likes her that much to go.
I thought
that
was kind of awkward. They also made him dance like up on a platform, like above the crowd.
It's easier to get a shot.
I understand that, but I just think if you're The Bachelor or Lindsay, like that's kind of awkward.
The whole thing, anytime it's a concert date, it's like the worst date, I think.
Oh, I think somebody else got a worse date going on there later on.
Okay, sorry, fine. That was a little hyperbole.
The group date on this one was the obstacle course where you had to canoe, you had to build some hay, you had to saw, and you had to milk and drink a goat milk.
My favorite part is when Sarah wanted to start doing the canoeing at first, my wife was like, no, you won't make it.
I mean, poor Sarah, like, are they just trying to, like, see if they push her all of her buttons about her only having one arm?
I will give her credit, though. She at least chucked those hay bales better.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, she's on the show. I don't understand why she would go on the show. If you watched any season, you know that they do these crazy big events, and she can't sit out of all of them like you guys were talking about before. Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't a relatively difficult one for her.
No.
I've sat in a canoe and not really canoed. Haven't we all? No. I let other people.
I always had a working knowledge.
Because you're in the front, and I just sit in back and pretend. Right? I just think she didn't have to
do that much
if she couldn't.
Okay. All right. Well, on this is the date where the red team won, which was Dez, Robin, Selma, and somebody else who I can't read my writing now. But then he brought the blue girls back.
And broke
all the rules. I thought that was crap.
I agree. I was with Dez, who was pissed.
Yeah. And why did she drink all that goat's milk then?
Right. And I feel like it was bad. I feel that the other one that was when Tierra sneaks in.
Good move by her. I mean, she is hitting all of the Courtney steps to success here.
Now, there's a sliding scale. Who is worse between a Courtney, Vieira, or her?
Vieira.
Did I say Vieira?
Yeah.
Isn't that a crappy car?
No, it's a Downton Abbey slip, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Tierra, I think Courtney was the worst person. I think Courtney was the worst person.
Yeah, I think she knew what she was doing the most.
Are you kidding? Even more so than Vieira?
I think she was
Vieira was just kind of nuts.
But, I mean, we saw her also on the Bachelor pad. So maybe I feel a little bit more biased because I saw her conniving ways
That's
with Jake.
That's true, yeah. She did go a little nutser on the pad. But we're just talking strictly Bachelor. I still say Courtney's the worst human being.
Interesting.
I do, too. I think Tierra's just confused how the show works.
No, like
I think she thinks Sean is chasing her.
I think she's doing a good job.
She's trying to make that happen.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, when we get to Tuesday night's affairs, we'll see even more of her amazingness. Daniela got the pity rose on the group date, and as I called it, she will be gone the next week. The dreaded two-on-one happened between Jackie and Tierra.
Now, how about this, though? This would have made me even angrier. So they brings the blue team back, and a blue team member gets the rose.
Oh, that was crap.
I feel if you're going to bring them back, that's fine, but they should not have gotten a rose. It should have gone straight to someone on the red team. Because if not, why have challenges?
He's doing it for love.
Good. So you brought him back, but you can't just pass somebody through, then why have the challenge? Because I agree with them. Why can they all just sit there?
It doesn't seem like he's that into pitting them against each other. Like, in none of the challenges has he been that, I think, competitive about it. I think he really wants to talk to and kiss as many girls every night as possible.
Then fine. Then why do these things?
Because
it's a TV show.
You can't find something else. Let him have an eating contest. Or we just save all eating contests for the pad.
The pad is where eating contests happen. I'm sorry. That's a little too lowbrow. What, do we have a spelling bee next? All right. We can't do that on The Bachelor. All right. This is not the pad, my friend. On the dreaded two-on-one with Jackie and Tierra, we do have Jackie snitching on Tierra about how she doesn't like her. And I think my favorite quote of it was from Sean on stage. He said, "If I could be somewhere else right now, I would." That's how uncomfortable he was on the two-on-one.
Now, the other thing is, so when they send Jackie home, first of all, like, Sean's like, "I was close." It wasn't close.
It wasn't close at all.
And the other thing is, Jackie, if Jackie's going to try to throw herself on that Tierra grenade to, like, poison the well on her way out, don't tell a guy, "Hey, just follow your heart."
No.
Because that's not going to help.
By the way, he's following his penis at this point.
Exactly.
He's not following his heart. And by the way, Tierra played that really well. She talked about how she had, she was so guarded because she had an ex who had been in and out of drug rehab for 5 years, and then he died in 2009. She had this whole sob story. That played really well, too.
If we're playing odds makers, what is the actual chance of that being true?
I'm going to say, if we're playing odds makers home edition, I have it at 33 1/3%.
Nice. Do you think there's...
I think there was a truth to it.
I think she had an ex-boyfriend that might have done drugs.
Might have done drugs, yeah. But then when she said she was with him when he died, or they were together, like, it just seemed like that was an add-on. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I liked Jackie, so I.
Well, we all liked Jackie.
We all liked Jackie.
So I feel like
Jackie is a dark horse, I think, to be pad bound.
Do you think?
Oh yeah, I think she could be a star on the pad.
Because she made it long enough where she had name recognition and never really talked.
She could also be in a parade at Disneyland as Ariel.
Yes.
I'm voting for that, too. I think
come on,
she's
Disney.
So pretty. And
get,
like,
on this, Disney.
So be Ariel.
That's a good point. You know, I forgot, there were other great quotes from this episode as well. You had Robin saying, "I will make this the bad girls club if I have to." which I thought was a great quote. Then you had Tierra saying, if I want to get engaged, I can easily go out and get engaged. There's plenty of other guys in the world. There isn't only Sean. We're just pissed off the house even more.
Now, how about this? Did you enjoy the visual metaphors that they had in between with the coyote?
Yes.
The coyote was great. Yes, I do remember
the
that.
The taxidermied one. There's yeah. always – I love the Bachelor visual metaphors.
Well, the thing that is, you know, then the girls wanted him to send Tierra home, but didn't they realize she already had a rose? Like,
by the way, the rose doesn't mean that you can't give out a rose.
I think he would.
Yeah, if there's one thing about the Bachelors, there's no rules. It's like checking in at an Italian airport. It's my 30 Rock quote of the day. This is my favorite one to use nowadays. But the thing that it makes it is what I learned by reading Chris Harrison's blog. That fight between Tierra and Robin lasted for over 3 hours.
What?
That was not just what you saw. It went longer. And they fought in every room of that house. They would leave. They'd kind of like go to separate corners, come back and start screaming at each other. Like it lasted longer than the 20 minutes it took on the show.
No
Did Sean
way.
Only see it in that one part where he walks through?
I don't know. That
like he would have had to have kept hearing it, right?
I think
I would
so.
Imagine. So anyway, so at this episode we lose Jackie and we lose Robin.
Right, but here's the thing that bothers me about this. He starts getting all the sad face in the like he has to say, well, I don't know who to trust. Do I trust all of these girls that are saying Tierra is bad, or do I trust Tierra? I'm sorry, he did not do K-State any justice with his powers of deduction.
He did not.
So do I trust Tierra or the other 11 people that are saying she's bad? Ooh, tough question. And then the other thing that bothered me was he was like, all these people are saying that she's bad, but they're not giving me concrete details. Because KCB tried and got the heave-ho.
She did.
Well, and somebody talked about her flirting in the airport. I thought that was a concrete detail.
That is a pretty concrete detail. Yeah, that's true. By the way, why isn't there footage of her flirting in the airport? Like, you're telling me ABC isn't filming that?
I feel like because the girls go in, like, coach, second class, whatever, that they're just, like, chilling. They're at the McDonald's. Like, they're not in a place that you want to film.
Okay, all right, that's a fair
And
point.
You also probably don't want to draw attention to them because that's why they go overseas, so you know who the various people are.
There's got
to
be some liabilities too, right, with filming
in an airport. They also probably don't want to have like a bunch of hustle and bustle inside an airport.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so then we get to the next one. They go even further north up into Canada for Tuesday night. By the way, whatever the Canadian Tourism Board paid for the advertising was totally worth it. That place looked freaking beautiful.
Oh, I'm right.
Amanda's been telling you to go to like Glacier and Banff for at least a decade.
I know. And she was right.
You just needed a picture of it.
I did. I just needed a picture. Just to see it on The Bachelor helped out a lot. We had our first one-on-one for Catherine, the girl who we think is the dark horse to win this thing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
They have natural chemistry. Yeah.
They really do. And she I can't quite tell what she is. Is she Hawaiian? Mm-hmm. Is she Hispanic? Is she Filipino? What is her ethnicity?
You can't throw back the old school generic Polynesian.
Polynesian, yeah, maybe. Who knows what she is? But anyways, yeah, I really like her. And they get to have like a play date in the snow and then dinner in an ice cream.
First of the thing that Amanda said was, whoever is in charge of planning this date grossly underestimated how cold it gets in Montana
right.
in
yes.
October. And did not tell the girls how to dress, or they had no idea. She was wearing a sweater that had holes in it, waiting for the huge duck bus to come.
I loved the bus.
Now, I have a couple questions.
The snow bus was pretty awesome.
It was cool.
Okay, here's a couple questions for you guys. For you, Mark, if you were the Bachelor, is that better or worse than trying to drive the Vespa around?
That is much better than trying to drive a Vespa. I will tell you that right now.
And the other thing that I thought was pretty amazing in the sense that, let's give it up for Canada. They don't show any part of the national parks. There's no way that they put the Bachelor on a bus in America. The liability through the roof.
Right.
But hey, Canada's letting randoms just drive through their national parks.
I was almost wondering, because when they've been showing him at the very end of every episode of being like a total like putts when it comes to manly things.
Yeah,
like the Jeep and then the axe. He can't do it. So I was like wondering how he actually drove that bus, because it seems above his
Do you think he actually drove that bus, or he just drove it into that shot then?
Yeah, I think somebody else started it, and he was like hiding underneath, and then like
he runs in.
Yeah, he runs in. Yeah, I think that's what happened. Okay, now the other thing we learned about Catherine. Catherine has maybe the saddest story, perhaps, that we've heard in a while.
She did have a throwback sad story, I feel, and that was like a legitimately sad story.
Yeah, it was your friend
about their
getting
friend
killed
dying. Yeah.
By a tree falling on her right in front of you, walking down a trail.
That was
I thought
sad.
At first, I thought she was going over the trail. Like, the girl stepped in front of me, and I'm like, oh, God, she went down.
Yeah, that's what I
and
thought.
And then it still got to the tree. But you're burying the lead. The other things that I want to see about The Bachelor at the end, even though I do like their humor source, tell it. How did that ice castle get made?
That's a
I think
point.
It's always there. I had a friend post a picture on Facebook at that place, and she was standing in an ice castle.
But it's got, like, it had roses in the columns.
Oh, well, that could be added. I don't know. I think they always have ice sculptures there.
It's always cold.
It's always cold.
Doesn't
yeah,
take much to add a rose.
I guess. You gotta freeze it in water and then. Okay,
hey. I'm sure that's somebody's job is to add roses.
What if you were like the Canadian ice castle maker?
It's a great job. You'd always have business.
That's true.
Yeah. It'd be like being a owner of a shovel factory in World War I.
Well, you and I are the only ones that got a little trench warfare joke for our listeners because we haven't skewed old enough yet.
You know what channel needs to do a show about World War I? CBS. You know what? We've got Ray Romano and Andre Bauer are in the trenches.
But they already had that. It's Downton Abbey.
Oh, that's true. So then we get to the group date, which this was probably the best group date we've had in a long time. I thoroughly enjoyed this group date. By the way, so it's more canoeing for Sarah. She can't canoe. It was really sad. To get all the way over to the other side of the lake to go polar bearing.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. When did The Bachelor become fear factor? Jump in the lake, canoe, do this, drink goat's milk.
I don't think canoeing is that.
Okay, sorry. Okay, canoeing's like, a little.
They've always had the dates where they rappel down a building. That's been a staple for the last few
years.
Yeah, seasons.
That's rappelling down a building. That's not like drink goat's milk.
I think Sean is skewing it. I think he really wants like outdoorsy, like the girl can adapt to his lifestyle.
Would you drink goat's milk for Sean?
Sure. Okay. That part didn't freak. I mean, it doesn't freak me out, but I think he's just like, I'm not going to cater so
much.
Doesn't
it seem a little like
want.
Disingenuous to be like, I want to see how much these girls like me, so I'm going to make them.
Well, I think he wants to have fun. He's like,
this will be
they're
fun.
They're sending me to Canada. I'm going to do the polar bear.
Okay, the polar bear plunge, at least I can get it because he jumped in as well. It wasn't like he also wanted to
just
do
this
it.
This relay race.
Well, the relay races seemed kind of contrived.
Okay, so with the polar bear plunge, the lifeguards come out and give him like the whole warning spiel. At that point, are you still going in the water after that spiel?
I could possibly go in the water. If I was The Bachelor, I think I'd jumping.
If I'm The Bachelor,
you have
I am.
To.
Yeah, if I'm The Bachelor, I'm doing it. Because I'm almost contractually obligated to do it at this point, okay?
But I mean, like, you don't
but
think...
Selma ducked out. I didn't blame her for
I
ducking
didn't blame
out.
Her.
I don't blame anyone for ducking out, but I feel like it's a pretty cool experience. Like, when do you say you can jump into a glacier?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I think all the girls that did it, like, besides Tierra, they all seemed like it was like the greatest thing they've ever done. Like they couldn't believe how cool that was to actually go through with it. And that made me actually want to be a polar bear almost.
Yeah, yeah. It did seem almost cool afterward.
Yeah.
And they bonded and it was nice.
Yeah. But it's because Tierra got in trouble. She started wandering around the desert and didn't have her shoes. Like, what are you doing?
All right, so Tierra comes out of it and she starts freaking out and she's shaking and she's got symptoms of hypothermia. And they're putting the foil on her and trying to get her warm. And, you know, then they got to rush her back to the other side of the lake and get blankets on her. My favorite thing was, you know, people, you know, are freaking out about it. You have Catherine and Dez that are watching from the room. And she's freaking out because she missed time with him. But the best part was, like, she's in her room. They're in her room. She's hooked up to the oxygen. There's somebody massaging her feet. Yes. And she's eating a sandwich. It's like... What is that?
The shot of her feet made me think that there was some minor hypothermia that was going involved in there.
That's how you treat hypothermia.
Is with the sandwiches.
Sandwiches and foot massages. Like, if that's it, sign me up for hypothermia.
You want a foot massage? Are you in it for the foot massage or the sandwich?
More the sandwich.
I was going to say, you're a man who loves the sandwich.
I do love a good sandwich. I'm going to tell you right now, I do love a good sandwich. But I don't know. Like, okay, does anybody believe she actually had hypothermia?
I actually, with her, the way her feet look, she looks she might have had mild hypothermia that she completely milked.
I think she had no more than anyone else would, and they all seem to deal with it okay.
Yeah, I think towards the end people started believing that she was faking it and using it for more time. But here's the thing. She's already called in the medics twice.
Third time you're out, right?
I don't know what you're gonna have. But
what's her next fake injury?
Who knows? Maybe she has a scuba diving accident in Turks and Caicos.
I hope she gets waterproof mascara by then. That's the only thing I keep thinking.
No way.
You gotta know she's crying.
She looks so bad. She's just not
that
attractive.
Why it makes her a more sympathetic.
She isn't that attractive. I agree.
And sometimes you see the mascara and you're like, oh, sad. But she just looks like a little gremlin.
It
freaks me out when she has them. Oh.
Well, we get to the after party there. Leslie opened up about her real feelings for him. Mm-hmm. They had a nice solid makeout. Sarah brought out old family photos, which was a really interesting play.
It was an interesting one.
My first question is, was she just carrying those around with her all through Montana? Like, carry a picture of herself at 4? How many pictures of you at 4 do you carry around?
Well, I mean, you got to bring some sort of stuff. You're going on The Bachelor. You've got to create an emotional connection. Now, you've got two options, I really feel. Or three options. You're either going to go with the old pictures, or you're going to make a scrapbook. Like
well, that
Blakely
didn't work
did?
Out well for Blakely, no.
Or are you going to go write the nice note like Jeff did? Like, you've only got so many options.
I don't think you do photos.
You don't think
I think you save all this stuff for the day before hometown, if that. It is way too early.
But if you don't feel like you're in the running for hometown, you got to start doing the math.
You think that's going to sell it, though?
What
I don't
else
like
do
to
you
look
have?
At other people's photos. I don't know. I just think it was, like, weird.
I agree. I thought it was really weird.
Well, I agree, but what else do you have?
She's much better off telling him another story about how she couldn't go ziplining.
Yes. Yes.
She's much better off playing that angle. All right? That was poorly played by her. We had Leslie call Tiara a tiarist, which was the best term of the best line of the night. They talked about her crying wolf, and then they had the wolf crying in the background.
Yeah,
that was
your part.
That was another great visual metaphor that
yeah,
I loved.
That was really good. I thought it was interesting. He asked Tiara if she wanted a proposal at the end of this.
Well, I think he was thinking. I believe he believes. I'm sorry. He thinks Tiara is probably very high on his list, but he wants to make sure she's here for the right reasons and not just to get her burgeoning like someone who's going to model for like auto parts eventually.
One can only hope. I don't know.
I would say if I said that she was going to model, you guys would both be like, "No way." But could she be like a car model, possibly, at like a show?
She's a little stumpy for a car model.
What is her job? I'm blanking.
She's a leasing
consultant.
Leasing consultant, which I think that means she runs like an apartment complex.
Yeah.
So Leslie got the rose at the end of the group date.
Which, did you see Tiara's face? That made all of it worthwhile.
Oh, it was great. I was so happy. That made me so happy. But not only did Tiara not get it, but my girl Leslie did. That made me happy. And then later that night, he goes and sends Sarah home because he realizes
she can't go through the rose ceremony. They gotta have it. She had to have a special goodbye.
Is it nicer for him to spare her the rose ceremony or to pull her out of a room with all of her roommates,
right?
Awkwardly talk to her for 15 minutes, then send her back to that room crying, where she has to explain that she just got dumped and now has to pack her shit and go home?
I guess it's better than the buildup of like, are you gonna wait for the rose ceremony?
It does save you a day or so. But I thought it was like he was picking her up from school because she was in trouble or something.
Yeah.
Like it was really weird.
It had a weird tone to it.
Yeah. Like, you're not in trouble, but.
But.
I'm sending you home.
I'm sending you home. You're not with me. So then we had Dez's one-on-one where she got to rappel down to a picnic.
Yes. That was also kind of a. They're all mad that this is her second one-on-one date. But her first one-on-one date was pretty terrible. That was the art gallery.
The fake art
from.
Gallery. I mean,
yeah, and that was a long time ago.
Where she had
too.
A prank pulled on her, and Daniela should have got the you know the writing was on the wall that you are going home.
Yeah,
you didn't get a one on one here. Bye bye.
That's a common thing though with The Bachelor, right? Is
yeah,
some girls never get one on one.
Right.
Yeah, that happens.
Even CDM Ryan never got a one on one till the day he got sent home.
Right.
That was so sad. Well, we learned that Dez had a tough childhood. Lived in a tent for a while.
4 months.
Yeah, like that's rough. But it made me like her more.
She seems like the most normal. Her and, is it Leslie?
Yeah, her and Leslie are very grounded, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
They both have real jobs. They, you know, they both seem like they get it. Like, they both seem like they'd be good wives. Like, I like Dez.
Yeah.
I'm down with Dez. But they're a very boring couple together.
You know, that's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. It's a good sign, but just for TV viewing. there was nothing really exciting else on that date other than living in a tent.
That's what I feel that we get our power pull, that I like Catherine so much in the sense that she and him have, like, they're laughing, they're playing around.
Lindsay as well has a pretty solid connection where they just can't stop right. making out with each other.
That's true. But that will that last?
Well,
I think she's gone. We'll save it.
Yeah, we got to save that for now. The other person, Ashley, tells her sad story, or she was being sad. And I feel bad for Ashley.
What was the blindfolded makeout?
I don't know what it is about
and
blindfolds.
The
yeah,
the
like,
sense
what was
of trust.
That?
I don't know. That's my nightmare.
Being
like
blindfolded,
some guy blindfolding me, then carrying me around.
That was just weird.
It was a trust exercise without the fall. She's been so guarded. This is her chance to let her guard down, and it was so emotional. She cried.
Oh God. All right. Well. The only other thing we learned that Lindsay sleeps naked.
Yes.
The general's daughter. Two-star general.
She had a great line, though. It was like, she's like, the girl's mind. It's like,
Well, I want to know. See, this brings back to what we talked about with girls the other week about how there should be a Brian Williams cam for all of Allison Williams' like steamy sex scenes on girls. I think we should bring the two-star general in as the new Mike Pereira. And anytime his daughters talk about sleeping naked or making out with him, just to see the two-star general's face. Man. I hope she gets to hometown. I want to see the two-star general.
Do you think he shows up?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
He's not abroad?
No, he's got to come back for this. Come on. How else is he going to replace Petraeus? He's got to build up some name recognition.
After seeing McChrystal and the other people, like
he's
would say
build
far
up name
away from...
I'd pull a Jeff's parents and be on some kind of humanitarian
kind of trip.
Mission.
All right. So girls that we sent home this week were Sarah, Selma, who embarrassed her family for no reason by kissing...
She should have stuck with Mike Napoli. I'm sure Kristen was yelling that at the TV.
She was. She was so mad. She's still so mad. And, of course, Daniela, who's gone. And we're left with six girls left. Which prompted Sean to say, "You six are the six for me."
Which I wish that could always happen.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. You know what? That's pretty awesome there, okay? So as we head to these final six here, and I will provide you with a power poll.
Oh, we enjoy the Mark Popovich power poll.
This is tough. This is where things start really getting tough here. You know, we're two more away from hometowns because the final four go to hometowns.
Right.
This is where it's really starting to get interesting. And, you know, like, as we're looking here, and we also saw the coming up the rest of the season where he gets, like, that weird letter as he's standing at the final place. Who's writing him a weird letter that he's shocked about? I don't know.
This is Tierra.
I don't know. I mean, so let's just go with who do you think's making it to the final four? Heather, who do you like in their final four?
I've blown it in the sense that I don't have a power pull so much, but I have a best friends list.
Okay.
On this show, and I've never had.
I like that option though.
I've never had it on The Bachelor, but I like so many of these girls. So I assume if they can be my best friend, they can be Sean's wife.
Okay.
So in the order, it's Leslie, Dez, Ashley, Catherine, and then we have Lindsay, and then we have Tierra.
Okay,
that's my best friends list.
All right,
I think that's how you should conduct all polls for
for the rest of
for everything.
I think that's really good. I like the best friends poll. It's a good idea. Bruce, who do you have going?
Who do I have going? If we're losing one,
After this, who's going out these next 2 weeks? Who doesn't make it to hometowns?
Ashley and Tierra, I have going out.
They don't make it.
I feel Tierra the house is already starting to crumble, as we've seen so many times. You can only get so many arrows from all the other girls before.
Vienna and Courtney both won.
Is there a little part
true, but here's
too?
The difference. Vienna, I don't know how she made it. And then she
We know how she made it. The fantasy suite was how she won.
I don't know how she made it to the fantasy suite. I guess that's my point.
Oh, come on.
Once she got there.
Hand jobs under blankets, probably.
That's like... Courtney, I totally see. At least she was the prettiest. She was one of the prettier people on that show.
And she induced skinny dipping.
Yes.
Far earlier on.
There'd be a part of me that would want to know where she came from.
Where Tierra came from?
Yeah, like I'd have to meet the
Tierra?
Mom, I feel like.
Who's
I,
the mom
I feel
that
like,
did
I feel
the
like
job
she,
on her?
She burns too bright. She gets out right before that point.
Okay.
All right. I think we don't get to see the two-star general. I think Lindsay doesn't make it to hometowns, which I'm going to be sad for. And I think Ashley doesn't make it. I think Tierra does. I think Lindsay and Ashley will be going home. And Tierra makes it to home.
If ranking the power poll, I just flipped because I had Ashley, Tierra, and then Lindsay. So you just flipped four and five.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's where we're at. And I think I do think that when it gets down to the final four, I do think that, like, Dez wins. I think Dez ends up your winner. I think that's who he ends up with. You don't think so?
Well, the only reason why I don't think so is if you remember the previews, they still her boyfriend still has
that's
to show
true.
Up somewhere.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
you have,
about
you have her
that.
Boyfriend crashing the party at some point.
Oh, man. That does throw a wrench. What was the guy who looked like Thrash's younger brother?
Oh, was that God, he's
Frank.
From Philadelphia. Oh, Frank. That guy
Frank?
Did look like, yes, Frank.
Who went back to his ex-girlfriend.
Right, and stared at each other awkwardly on camera.
Right.
So
right.
Maybe that could throw in the mix with Dez. Wow.
Because they mentioned at their date today that she had somebody that they broke up because he wasn't going to commit or something
right.
like that.
Well, so that throws me.
We call that in the English business foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. Oh, that's good.
Between that and metaphors.
That's right.
We are all over
this. I am married to an English teacher.
I still think that Leslie is the next bachelorette. I just, for some reason, think she doesn't end up with him.
I don't think Leslie. How about this? I can't see Leslie being the next bachelorette.
Why? She's everybody's best friend.
Hold on, Lord, people. What's her job?
She's a – what is she?
She works in politics.
Yeah.
You think she's going to put herself through a second round of this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she's – I
like how you
like
both were
like – like, what? I don't know what her job means.
Okay.
Maybe
I just
not as serious as it sounds.
I just feel that this not quite – I feel the potential bachelorettes, Ashley.
No.
Because she has
too
just
old.
The saddest story.
Too old.
Catherine, because, again, we need – call this the Bachelor Affirmative Action. We need to...
more Polynesians.
Yeah.
They're
and
so underrepresented.
The other ones, I agree, Leslie or the two-star general.
No, I'm calling it. It's Dez.
Dez would be also a great
bridal
one.
Bridal consultant. They would play that up.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, but if
wedding.
She has problems with this ex-boyfriend
yeah.
coming,
but
that
maybe
could...
she doesn't. It's just a misunderstanding, but Sean doesn't see it, and she, like, it blows her chance.
I don't know.
The
I
Bachelor,
think it might be
a
Dez.
Walk down the aisle? Is
okay.
that going to be what that one's called?
Okay, now let me ask you, if Tierra, I think Tierra's going to the three or the final two. I don't think Tierra wins, but I think she's getting far here. Is Tierra at the women tell all, meaning she's not one of the final two?
Yes.
I hope so.
Because that will make for the most compelling, because before, Courtney and Vienna were not
right.
there because they were one of the final two. So if Tierra's at that women tell all.
It'll like, be the most explosive.
That'll be
all
like Robin will turn it into the Bad Girls Club that night. Like I can't wait for that.
And the thing is, she'll have the most sympathetic audience. Like the audience is going to be against Tierra as well.
Yeah.
And I will also make a prop bet right now that the non waterproof mascara will be in full effect for that women's
It'll
just
start.
Oh already yeah.
Drips.
Oh
so.
Yeah.
Oh,
she is going to try to play the victim.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She'll play it well.
So. All right, so you had Jeff News?
Well, I have an announcement. His water company is running a promo. If you follow Jeff with 1F on Instagram, which I don't, but my friend does and sent this to me, you can win a date with him for Valentine's Day if you order $30 or more in product from his water thing. So I thought that was fantastic. Somebody could go on a date with Jeff with 1F.
Do I have to buy $30 worth of water?
$30
Am I eligible?
I don't know.
I don't think
I didn't
you
read
are.
The fine print, but I might purchase some water for James for Valentine's Day and then win the date with Jeff.
Just so you can come back and mention it on the podcast?
It.
I would be amazing.
That would be awesome. Well,
maybe we
best
can dance
of luck
on a
to you.
Stage.
That would be awesome while some no-name country singer serenades you.
Can't wait.
All right, you had Stag Swag news.
Stag got engaged.
Michael Stagliano?
Michael Stagliano got engaged.
To who?
Some banker.
How long
that they've been
have
dating
they
for
each other?
8 months.
Oh.
Well, come on now. We're actually saying...
That Stags makes good dating decisions.
Well, yeah. Blake. Who did Blake marry? Holly. And once Holly was... Holly's got it. It's time for him to settle down.
Oh, wow.
Good
all
luck
all right.
To him.
So now, who? So you say Dez wins.
No, I think Leslie.
You think
Leslie's
Leslie
my
wins.
Top.
Leslie wins. You have...
I have Catherine right now.
You have Catherine winning. I'll stick with Dez right now to keep us all
okay.
the horse in the race. All right. Well, this was a wonderful thing. Heather, thank you so much for coming on by.
Thanks for having me. It's been too long.
It has been too long. Hopefully, we'll get you back in by the time we get to the final two.
Absolutely. We'll bring
Let's
you
hope.
Back for that.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
I'm Bruce Carlisle.
I'm Mark Popovich. We'll see you next week in The Neighborhood.